Scotland Yard Confidential is the new Spotify original from Parcast. Enter the minds of some of the greatest detectives in history and follow in their footsteps as they crack seemingly impossible cases. Follow Scotland Yard Confidential for free and only on Spotify.
Sylvester came out on stage as the opening act, and I said, "Who the hell is this?" He just tore the stage up. You know, the crowd went nuts.
This is Sound Barrier, a show about artists who break new ground in music and culture. This season, it's the innovative, trailblazing, gender-bending star of 70s and 80s pop, Sylvester.
I just can't even believe that he even existed.
Actor and singer Billy Porter.
And he does not get the credit that he deserves and is due.
I connected with Sylvester because of the swag and the fierceness that he had.
Rapper Big Frida.
I mean, you put on a Sylvester song today and you're going to get the party started.
DJ Nicky Ciano.
Just one of the greatest disco stars ever, but that's the wrong legacy for him because I think he's one of the greatest singers ever.
The Fabulous Sylvester.
I don't think it has anything to do with sex at all except that they get off on the music.
I'm Jason King. I'm a journalist, musician, professor, and chair of the Clive Davis Institute of Recorded Music at New York University. This is the story of how a black gay musician in 1970s and 80s San Francisco went from counterculture curiosity to global superstar. How he searched for a unique sound of his own and the right collaborators. How he fought with his record companies to get his fair share and present his authentic self. He's the man they call the Queen of Disco, Sylvester.
Oh yeah, he was fabulous. A diva. And sometimes he wouldn't let you forget it.
Sound Barrier premieres Wednesday, June 22nd. Listen for free, only on Spotify.
In this modern adaptation of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, it's 2015 and same-sex marriage is finally legal.
Gay and lesbian.
No union is more profound than marriage.
When all Americans are treated as equal, we are all more free.
And what was supposed to be a reunion for Bennett and his closest friends gets turned upside down when the hottest pop star alive, Carlos Bingley, arrives in Bennett's small town.
Turn your f***ing car around right now, bitch. Carlos Bingley's at the Puritan.
Wait, like the pop star Carlos Bingley?
That Chico wants a wife, so give me chicas, give me chicas, mas, mas, mas. Come on!
Ha! This Carlos Bingley guy is single and rich and sweetie. No one is knocking on your door. We are going to the club.
Introducing Gay Pride and Prejudice, a new comedy from Gimlet, premiering on May 25th, with performances by Blake Lee, Rosie O'Donnell, Malik Pancholi, Ronald Peet, and me, Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Oh my God, I can't wait for the divorces to start. Gay divorce. Can you imagine anything more dramatic?
New episodes every Wednesday. Follow and listen for free, only on Spotify.
Come on!
Meet Jack.
You met me at a very strange time in my life.
He can't sleep, but he's just met Marla, the girl of his dreams.
You're gonna have to keep me up all night.
There's just one problem. Jack's roommate, Tyler.
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
This season on The Big Hit Show, we're talking about the greatest romantic comedy of the 90s, Fight Club. The anarchist, anti-consumerist, possibly misogynist, definitely homoerotic movie about a man and his alter ego hell-bent on destroying society as we know it. It's one of the great films of its decade, but it also looks more and more like a glimpse of the future.
To have watched that movie in 1999 was to have looked into a crystal ball. I mean, that is the feeling you have.
This is the story of a movie that went from box office flop...
I didn't think we'd fail as badly as we did.
...to cult classic.
I was like a little, you know, anti-capitalist. I don't think I had fully understood what I hated so much about everything, and this movie really put it into frame for me.
We're breaking the first rule of Fight Club, and the second rule.
There's this sense by around the mid-90s that the power was no longer in governments. The power was in corporations, in brands, and that this hadn't been challenged.
I remember being on set with Brad Pitt, and I said, we're going to change the world with this film.
And he said, we might not change the world, but we're certainly going to shake it up.
We're in the elevator, and Fincher goes, get ready. I'm like, ready for what? He goes, they're going to come after us.
Masculinity is a lot like Fight Club. The first rule is that you don't talk about it.
From Higher Ground and your friends at the Paper Street Soap Company, it's season 3 of The Big Hit Show with me, your host, Alex Papademos. Listen for free only on Spotify.
Bonjour, je suis Cyril Dion. Dans le podcast Animalia, je vous emmène à la rencontre des animaux menacés. Animalia ! Aujourd'hui, plus de 38 000 espèces sont désormais considérées comme menacées. Si on ne fait rien, c'est près d'un tiers du vivant qui pourrait s'éteindre dans les années à venir. Mais il n'y a pas de fatalité. L'espoir est permis, à condition d'agir tous ensemble. Animalia est un podcast original Spotify, destiné aux enfants de 6 ans et plus, car il n'est jamais trop tôt pour en prendre conscience.
Last year, my brother Hal told me a story about our late dad. I'd never heard it before, and now I can't let it go.
What was his mood when he was telling you that?
No regrets, no remorse for what he had done.
In the 1970s, my dad was a police officer in rural Saskatchewan. One night, while out on patrol, he saw a car swerving on the road and he pulled it over. When he walked up to the window, he recognized the man behind the wheel.
As being one of the priests that, and he said, one of the priests that abused him in residential school. And he ended up taking him out of the vehicle and beating the shit out of him.
This story brought me home, home to a mystery in my own family that I need to solve.
Did he tell you who the priest was or anything about him?
No, he didn't know.
I've never heard him mention names, but I knew he had stories.
I think I know who it is, but I'm not going to say it on this thing.
My search for answers has led me to the St. Michael's Indian Residential School.
That first day I stepped into that residential school, my childhood was gone.
The truth about St. Michael's has been kept hidden, sealed by courts and buried in archives. Investigating what happened to my dad at that school has exposed a much darker secret.
What is this? Looks like there are photos of boys undressing.
Somebody would come and get me. Father wants you.
They were hit so hard. Oh my goodness, I can remember the scream.
He's one that said he was sexually abused by a priest.
Did he say which priest?
They got away with it. They got away with it. But then it's not over.
You mean they could still be charged?
Oh yes.
Oh my God, I think he's still alive. I want to go see him. Father, are you telling the truth about your own experiences?
Huh?
Are you telling the truth about your experiences with children?
Stolen, Surviving St. Michael's premieres May 17th. Follow and listen for free, only on Spotify.
If those were workers of God, I hate to see what the devil would do.
In a world where dramatic voiceovers are used to set the tone of a true crime podcast,
Laura Whitmore and Ian Sterling are doing exactly that. Partners in crime.
Listen now, only on Spotify.
Turn on your TV or scroll through your phone and you'll probably see news that makes you worried about our country, about whether a multiracial America can survive. I'm Heather McGee. And for the past 20 years, it's kind of been my job to worry about our country, to develop solutions to our biggest problems. I led a think tank studying the rising cost of college, jobs that don't pay enough, climate change. But a few years ago, I realized what I was doing wasn't working. It wasn't that we didn't have the solutions. It's that we couldn't come together to fight for them. So, I quit my dream job, and I hit the road.
Is that Coral?
Yes!
Nice to finally meet you. Hey, Justin, it's Heather McGee.
Hi, Heather McGee, how are you?
Let's toast.
to find out what it takes for people to overcome their differences and win the fights that unite them. And here's the thing, they are winning. They're winning the right to clean water.
I would get in the car, rain, sleet, or snow, knocking on doors, letting them know that they've been sued, and then telling them that we were here to help them fight.
Expanding voting rights.
And when I got there and I got my ballot and I went into the voting booth, I knew that I was engaging in a sacred act.
And righting historical wrongs.
We did this. And the reason I could not be angry was because as a Black woman, I was in a position of authority and power to fix it.
What I found may make you look at your neighbors differently.
I cried because I wouldn't have thought that anybody would care.
My journey showed me that it isn't easy to come together, but it is possible. Some people say we should fear our growing diversity. Some say we should cheer it. But I want to introduce you to people who are living in the America that's becoming.
This was the first time in my life I had seen so many people of so many different backgrounds in the same room.
And showing us what it takes to make it work. I'm Heather McGee, and this is The Sum of Us, a podcast documenting my journey around the United States in search of hope and solidarity. Coming this summer from Higher Ground and Futuro Studios. Listen free on Spotify.
Manon, j'ai un problème. J'adore l'histoire, mais j'ai plein de lacunes.
Il n'y a pas de problème, Alex. T'inquiète. Dans Oyez, Oyez, on va répondre à toutes les questions d'histoire que tu n'as jamais osé poser, même les plus...
Il y a un rapport entre le débarquement de la baie des cochons et le rôti de porc.
Voilà, celle-là. Donc on se retrouve deux fois par mois pour exploser les idées reçues de l'histoire.
Avec toi, Manon Bril, historienne, et moi, Alex Ramirez, pas historien.
Oyez, Oyez, c'est un podcast original Spotify produit en association avec Encore Productions.
Oyez, Oyez.